Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ. Today, we're going to talk about delusion and lying. And it's going into two different spaces, lying to yourself, lying to your kids. It's going to be a painful discussion, especially for those of you who have been doing that. And a lot of people don't even recognize when they're doing it. I do want to start off by talking about the IRA and 401. We got a lot of emails from Monday's show where I was talking about using 401ks, IRAs to invest in real estate, and how to do it without having to pay a tax or penalty when you do it. So I want to address that a little bit and tell you that on tomorrow's show, I've got a CPA coming on, Bill, who is going to go into detail as to how it works. The big misconception about the IRA and the 401k that I'm seeing is people are not, and this really coincides with the delusion that we're going to talk about later in the show. When you have $1 million in your IRA, do you have $1 million in your IRA? If you answered yes to that, you're delusional. You owe taxes on that money, and they're going to get paid. It's the IRA and the 401 cause people to be delusional because it's just not explained to people. They, you know, the sales pitch is this: when they get you to put your money in an IRA and 401k, which is a bad idea, they use the sales pitch of, look, you're not very good with money. You're probably going to retire with low income. So if you put your money in an IRA or 401k, when you take it out in retirement, you'll be in a low income bracket. Now, I know they don't use those exact words, especially the part about you're not good with money, you don't know what you're doing, you're probably going to retire broke. They put it a different way so that it's more easily digested, I guess. They say things like, yeah, after you quit your job, you'll be in a lower tax bracket and you'll pull your money out of your IRA and 401k and you'll pay lower taxes than you do when you were working. But what they're really saying is, you're not very bright. You're not very good with money. You're going to retire broke. So you'll be in a low tax bracket when you pull the money out. How many of you, if it had been said to you that way, would have put your money in an IRA or 401k? Probably few to none of you. It's the fact that they candy coat it and don't really tell you why it's going to happen. But that's why. Because most of you are going to retire with low income. And you'll be in a low tax bracket, but you still got to pay taxes. And in many of your cases, you want to know something else. You're going to be in the same tax bracket. You made 60 grand a year when you worked. And when you retire, you're going to pull 60 grand a year out of your IRA. It's the same tax bracket. You didn't save any money. You didn't reduce your tax liability. The 401k and the IRA are epic fails. They're just for people with low expectations. And we talk about this quite a bit. But if you've got your money in an IRA or 401k, it's because you have low expectations for your life. You expect to retire broke. Because if you don't expect to retire broke, how is an IRA or 401k going to save you money? You have to retire broke. It's not going to save you any money or a minimal amount. The other word that you've got to get into your head, please. IRAs and 401ks are not tax-free. They're tax-deferred. Deferred. You're deferring paying the taxes until later. It's the same thing with the 1031 exchange. So many people are delusional about the 1031 exchange. It's tax-deferred. Not tax-free. Now, with the 1031, you can do it in such a way that you do never pay the taxes, but you have to die to do that. So, that's not really the goal, is it? But you can use a 1031 to never pay taxes on your real estate profits, capital gains. But get this through your head. Please, I promise you, if you do accept these 2 points, it will change your life financially because you'll stop doing ineffective things like putting your money in an IRA or 401k. First concept is this. If you have money in a 401k or IRA, it's because you have low expectations. You expect to retire with low income. That's a low expectation. The second concept is these things are tax deferred, not tax free. All you're doing is deferring when you're going to pay the taxes. And for some reason, I don't know why anyone would say, my goal is to have low income when I retire, so I pay low taxes when I pull my money out of the IRA or four. Who thinks like that? It's nuts. What you should be thinking is, I'm not using an IRA or 401 because I'm going to retire with high income. I'm going to bust my butt and I'm going to build a second stream of income so that when I retire, I have high income. That's the way you're supposed to think. Warren Buffett said it 40 plus years ago. Never rely on a single source of income. Invest to build a second. We've known this for 40 plus years. Ben Franklin even talked about it 250 years ago. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Hi, this is Steve Davis, and I want to introduce you to my friends at Catalyst Funding. They are a mortgage company built by real estate investors for real estate investors and have helped dozens of my members.
Hi, I'm Wade Como, the CEO of Catalyst Funding. We offer the widest variety of products, including hard money to purchase and repair distressed real estate, and products for cash flowing property. We have a 5-star rating across all platforms. Visit us today at catalystfdg.com/totalwealth. That's catalystfdg.com/totalwealth.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking a little bit about IRAs and 401s, and they're really useless unless you specifically say, look, I'm going to work a 9-to-5 job. I'm going to retire broke. That's my goal. I really don't care. That's the only reason to use them. But how many people are saying that? Really? I just don't believe people wake up in the morning and take a shower and look at themselves in the mirror and say, man, you are on track to retire broke. You are killing it. I just don't see people doing that. You're supposed to retire with high income so that you can enjoy your retirement years. But look at your plan. Take an honest look at what you're doing. Are you doing anything to build a retirement income? That second stream of income. Be honest. The answer is probably painful. Change your life. Start doing something to build a second stream of income. It doesn't even have to be real estate. The reason we chose real estate is because we follow the easiest path. 70% of the millionaires in the U.S. used real estate. It's the easiest way to do it, so that's why we do it. But you could do it by opening a business. You could do it buying a franchise. You'd have to buy multiple franchises for it to be a business. It doesn't matter how you do it, but you've got to have that second stream of income. Because when you retire, if you save up $500,000-$700,000, you got to start praying that you die before you run out of money. That is not a good way to live. There's certainly no peace. They're not going to be golden years. They're going to be miserable years, like most Americans. You know, don't forget that statistic. 95% of Americans cannot retire by age 65. 95%. Only 5% do. They all have second streams of income. So tomorrow's show, we're going to talk about IRAs, 401ks. I've beat them up today, so you know why you shouldn't have them. But if you've already put your money in there, don't pull it out. Don't pay the tax and penalty. You can leave it there and still invest in real estate. But remember, the profit from those investments will go back to the IRA and grow it, or back to the 401 and grow it. But you got to wait till 59 and a half to start withdrawing it to avoid penalty. And something that Bill wanted me to bring up is moving the money in your IRA out of mutual funds and into real estate is tax-free and penalty-free. But the IRA is subject to the unrelated business income tax, UBIT, unrelated business income tax, when you profit. So the 401 is the better vehicle. Wonderful news. You can all roll your IRA over into a 401 and avoid the UBIT tax. And we'll discuss that in detail on tomorrow's show. So I kind of hit a little on delusion already, but delusion is what destroys people's lives. It is lying to yourself about pretty much everything. People who lie to themselves in one arena have a tendency to lie to themselves in multiple arenas. I'll give you an example of a lady came into my office who had obviously lost weight because her skin had not contracted. And I go, wow, you've lost a lot of weight. How much did you lose? Now, this was a highly intelligent person. I believe she's in the medical field. She goes, I lost 80 pounds. How in the hell did you gain 80 pounds? How do you do that? You know, you've got to think about this. 1 pound of fat tissue is 3,500 calories. Times 80. She had to eat 280,000 calories more than she needed. You divide that by about 2,000 calories a day. She ate 140 days worth of food in excess of what she needed. That's crazy. She goes, Steve, the reason I gained 80 pounds is because I was in a complete state of delusion. I told myself that my dryer was shrinking my clothes. So she kept buying larger and larger and larger clothes, never once saying, I'm obese. Now, let's flip it around to you. How many of you say, well, I'm only 30 pounds overweight. I'm just a little thick. 30 pounds overweight is clinic obesity. Some of you say, I'm 50 pounds overweight. Yeah, I need to think about losing some weight. Yeah, you do. 50 pounds overweight is morbid obesity. It means you're dying from the obesity. But we're delusional. Oh, we're just a little overweight. We're okay. No, you're not. I just had a friend's mother die probably 15 years early because of obesity. Remember this statistic. Cigarettes kill about 300,000 people a year in the United States. Obesity kills about 300,000 people a year in the United States. I just think it's hilarious when an obese person makes fun of a smoker. You can tell they never did the research. They never checked it out because they prefer to stay in their state of delusion. I'm okay. Just a little extra weight. Or, oh my God, there's a company out there called Big Dogs. You ever seen these shirts for obese people? They don't call themselves obese. They go, oh, I'm a big dog. I'm a big dog. No, you're not. You're just a big fat blob. It's crazy. Delusion in relationships. Many of you are in marriages that you know ended 5, 10 years ago. But you're delusional. You stay in this boring, miserable relationship because you don't want to face it. You don't want to go, this is the most boring woman on earth or most boring guy on earth. I want out. Delusional. Then we go to finance. You're supposed to have $1 million by the time you're 40. How many of you have $1 million in the bank and you're over 40? You don't? But you're telling yourself you're okay. Do you realize at 40 you've worked close to 20 years, some of you more than 20 years? 20 years. And you don't have $1 million in assets to show for it? Delusion. Everything's okay. The next 20 years will be better. It don't get better as you grow older. It gets worse. I say this and people take it negatively. Getting old sucks. But I don't mean it negative. I mean it as a motivation. It motivates me when I wake up in the morning. Man, I'm another day older. My birthdays, you guys celebrate birthdays? I don't. 1 year closer to death. Whoop-tee-doo. Yay, let's throw a party. Delusion. And it's destroying massive numbers of people's lives, fitness, relationships. They've always said they're going to get involved in charity, and they're not. They're doing nothing for the community, nothing for other people. And finance. People are just, they're delusional. And I would say, I think it falls under the Pareto rule that 80% of the people are massively delusional, and only 20% of people are facing reality and living in reality. That's how prevalent it is. I talk to people all the time that everything they say is a lie. I got a friend that won't go home. He stays at the bar and drinks till 7 o'clock at night and then goes home and passes out because he doesn't want to face his wife. Delusional. All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about delusion, and we're eventually going to go into a dangerous point where delusion leads to lying. And the sad case is delusion leads to lying to your kids and damaging them. Go back to the 40-year-old who's worked 20 years or more and is not in the financial plan that they want to be in. They probably have a couple of teenagers at home. And what they do is they go home and they say, sweetheart, son, daughter, you need to get upstairs and study. Stop wasting your time on those video games. Stop wasting time on social media. Get upstairs and study so you can get good grades. And you can get into college, and then you can get out and get a great job. That's how you become successful. How many of you are understanding why that's a lie? It didn't work for them. Why would you tell your children to do something you know doesn't work? Why? It's a thing called hopelessness. That's why they do it. That's why you do it. You feel hopeless. You don't know what to tell your kids. So you just tell them what your parents told you and what their parents told them and what their parents told them. By the way, all of them were lying to their kids. All of us as parents, with, you know, there's exceptions, there's scumbags out there, I get that, but all loving parents should want their kids to do better than they're doing. That's the way it should be. Think about it this way. Go back to your grandparents. If they figured out how to make 80 grand a year between them, then they should be able to pass on strategies to teach their kids, your parents, how to make 120 grand a year. And then your parents should pass on strategies so that you make 200 grand a year. Isn't that the way it should be? Because you should be smarter than your parents, because they taught you everything they knew and you learned even more. Your parents should be smarter than your grandparents because they learned everything the grandparents knew plus everything that they learned. So they should do better. It should be generationally, should be better and better and better every generation. Why is that not happening? Because we're passing on the same misconceptions, the same ineffective business model, the same ineffective map, generation after generation after generation. Now, some of you are going, I don't lie to my kids. Really? Ever heard of a guy named Santa Claus? You lie to your kids. Face it. You lied to them about the Tooth Fairy. You lied to them about the Easter Bunny. And don't get me started on religion. You lie to your kids all the time. But what I'm talking about is the lie that you're telling that you don't want to. That you don't mean. You don't mean to be lying to your kids. It's just you don't know any better. So you tell them to do what you did, even though you're not getting the results that you want. I warned you this was going to be painful, because those of you that truly love your kids are in pain right now, because you're going, man, I did that. I freaking did it. But again, it's from hopelessness. You don't know any other way. See, it is your job as a parent to look at your life with open eyes, to be completely objective, to assess your financial position, to assess your financial position in 10 years if you keep doing what you're doing, and admit it. Life-changing event for me. I'm in the car with my dad. He reaches over and puts his hand on my shoulder and says, man, I am so glad that you're doing real estate, because what I did didn't work. Do you realize how much integrity he had, how much self-confidence, lack of insecurity, and how much love it took to make that statement? How many of you can go home tonight, look at your kid and go, I love you. You got to do something different than I did. This crap doesn't work. How many of you can do that? Can you get control of your ego? Can you get control of your insecurities? Can you admit it? Or are you going to continue to lie to your kids? Get upstairs and study. A lot of people run around and they say teenage rebellion is because of hormones. Teenage rebellion is because they're teenagers. They're just, it's, that's why. I'm telling you, it's more than that. Here's a scenario. Your son or daughter comes flying in. It's after work. They've just come home from school. They come flying in and they say, Dad, Mom, the PS5 came out. PlayStation 5 came out today. Everybody's getting one. It's $500. I want one. can you get me one? And you know what you say? I can't afford $500. That's outrageous. Now get upstairs and study so you can be just like me. Do you see why they rebel? It didn't work for you. See, they've already figured out it isn't working for you. That's why there's so much confusion in high school as to what kids are going to do with their lives. Because the kids are going, oh, okay, everybody's telling me to go to college, but my dad went to college. He's not doing so well. Something doesn't make sense here. They see it. Listen, you all think your kids are smart? They're smarter than you think. And you're their parents. They figure this crap out. Think about it. If everybody who went to college was successful, if everybody who went and got a job was successful, would they have any question that that's not what they should do? No. They'd be going, yeah, work for my dad, work for my mom, work for my grandparents. I'm ready to go, man. This works. But that's not what they're seeing. They're seeing you can't afford the PlayStation. You can't vacation. You drive old beat up cars. They see it. And that's why they rebel when you put pressure on them to study, to get into college, to do all this other crap that's completely ineffective. Now, let me retract some of that. Do I believe that college is completely ineffective? Probably 90% of the time it is, but there is that 10% who get a degree and actually use their degree and go on to greater things. But even they have to build a second stream of income, and most of them are not doing it. So my warning, be objective, as painful as it is. Assess your life, your marriage, your fitness, your financial position, honestly. If you're freaking fat, admit it, because everybody else knows. You ain't fooling anybody buying clothes to make yourself look thin. Everybody knows you're fat. If you're in a horrible relationship, you think you're fooling other people. You're not. If you're broke, admit it. If you have no prospects for retirement, admit it. Because that's where change comes from. It's going to create pain. And then your brain and your mind are going to work together to solve that pain. But if you never admit that the pain is there, will your brain or mind solve it? No. You'll just keep going on doing the same thing. You've got to admit it. That's when change comes. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Mike and two anonymous emails. I applaud you. Stop. You're going to stop lying to your kids. But you got to have another method. Make sure that you educate yourself to a level that you know another way to make money. And, you know, sorry for the sales pitch, but get your kid over to Total Wealth Academy. Get yourself over to Total Wealth Academy. Take our free sample class. Kids 18 and under are included in your membership free. And we have an incredible kids education program that's taught by my son. If you remember, my son graduated college with 11 rent houses and $4,000 a month in second stream of income. So, yeah, please check us out. I really appreciate the kind words about the show, because this is a hard show to give because it's so brutal. And it creates a lot of pain in people. So thanks for the kind words. And please come to Total Wealth Academy. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. Click on the free sample class. And we'll show you how we're teaching our members and their children how to build a second stream of income. Okay, let's go to some other emails where I've got actual questions. This one is Eric. This is a tough question, Eric. What size of multifamily do you need an on-site manager? I think the law says 11 units or more, you're required. You know, if someone would do me a huge favor, if you know the answer to this one, email me. How many units require by law an on-site property manager? I think it's something really small, like 11 units is required. Now, if you're running it yourself, you know, what size do you need an additional on-site manager? I would probably say somewhere around 50 units is where I'd bring on the second person. You're looking at 72, 74, and 84 units. I can tell you all three of those, whichever one you end up getting, you're going to want an on-site manager. The other reason is, Eric, you want to be free so that you can run your business and not work in the business. So, Eric, you really want to study a book called The E-Myth. It's a short book. You can read it in couple days, week at the most, but it explains how people, Eric, they buy these apartment complexes or they start a business, you know, a cupcake business or a restaurant or a roofing business, and it's really not a business, it's just self-employment. You have to be cautious, Eric, that you don't buy this apartment complex and just buy yourself a job. Make sure that you've got an on-site manager that can handle everything. But read The E-Myth, E-Myth. It's The Entrepreneurial Myth by Michael Gerber before you close on these deals. And feel free to email me any additional questions you have between now and the time you close that deal. And good luck. Okay, any small wholesalers want to share subscriptions? Kevin, I can't talk about that on the radio. That's not really a good idea. You don't want to, you know, rip off a company to save yourself a few bucks. I mean, it's bad for your integrity. Probably should have said anonymous, but it's bad for your integrity. It's not the right thing to do. So I would suggest not doing that. Let's see. The next one is, ooh, this is about our sandbox. Sandbox is a spreadsheet that we put all single family homes in. It's self-populating. You just fill out one column. Then it tells you how much your down payment would be with hard money, how much your down payment would be with conventional financing, and how much profit you would make cash flow wise on both styles. And then it also has a column that shows you how much money you would make if you flip the house. It's all self-populating. You just fill out the left column. So this question is simple. I think I can answer it. Where do I get what column are you in? Okay, you're in the right column, which is the left column, the correct column, I should say. Okay, those blanks that you're asking about are, get those from your mortgage company. You know, you're talking about the appraisal fee, the points. You're going to need to get the interest rate because that thing will calculate your mortgage for you. It does everything. So all the spaces that are missing on your sandbox need to come from your mortgage company. Give them a buzz and have them walk you through it. Now, the wonderful thing is you do it once, it's going to be the same on every deal, just about. There's a few things that will fluctuate because they're percentages, but appraisers are always the same, inspections are always the same, and so on and so on. All right, I hope that helps. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. If you've got a question for me or even a comment, give me a call, 281-558-5738, or email me like these people have done. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And don't worry about it if it's after the show. Some of you are at work. You've got a burning question. You know you'll get fired if you call me right now. Don't call me. Write down this email. Try to memorize it. The name of the show, Total Wealth Academy. Email's the same, totalwealthacademy.com. Just steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, let's go to this next question. This is from a Chris talking about wholesaling small multifamily properties, four units or less. Yes, if you join Total Wealth Academy, you can wholesale those deals to our members, Chris. Absolutely. I really can't analyze a deal for you right on the air, but price-wise and rent-wise, just off the top of my head, that fourplex is a winner, unless there's an HOA. I'll email you right after the show, Chris. But yeah, that is exactly the style deal that we're doing. You got about a 20% cash on cash, picking up about 30,000 equity. Yeah. If your numbers are correct, you're absolutely right, Chris. That is the style deal we do. And you could wholesale that deal in about 24 hours. Okay, next question. Phone lines are open. Well, we're at the end of the show, so just write down my email, please. We don't have time for another phone call. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. All right, this is another question about a wholesale deal from Keith. Sorry. This is a different Keith? Was that Keith before? Yeah, this is different. Let's see. Lock in the purchase agreement now. Oh, if you want to let them, yeah, all you have to do is put your closing date after they move out. That's very easy. I do, Keith, want you to make sure that you have the title company look over the contract to make sure it's right. Remember, every title company has an attorney. They're going to look at your contract, make sure it's right. But all you need to do is put the closing date. If, for example, they want to move out March 30th, then put the closing date for April 5th or 10th or something like that. The reason I say a few extra days is because people never get out on time. They do their best sometimes, but moving, people say it's going to take them 2 days to move, it's always three or four. People say it's going to be 4 days, it's always five or six. Nobody's ever realizes how much junk they have until they start moving it. So give them about 8 to 10 days beyond the date that they promised to move out, just in case they don't get out on time. This also gives you time to inspect the property once it's vacant. Get your bid for repairs, so the moment you close that deal, or your investor closes that deal, since you're wholesaling it, they can get their contractor in there and get that thing back online. Okay, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.